isn't it? That's a shoe on the other foot, but it works. Sir? Amen. If you expect your wife to have dinner on the table at 5:30, you be there at 5:30, or let her know you're not. Love does that because love's considerate. Love doesn't say, I'm the boss around here. I don't have to tell anybody what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, you do. If you love, you do. I said, if you love, you do. Because you care. Amen. I don't mind calling my wife and telling her where I am if I'm going to be late. Amen. Sometimes I need her help. The other day, my motorcycle was starting, and I was in a mess if I didn't want to call. Amen. So you see, love doesn't act like that. It doesn't think evil. Doesn't think somebody's running around on you just because they're 15 minutes late. Amen. Don't think like that. And it doesn't rejoice in iniquity. You know, one of the saddest things about gossip is the motive. Some people love to tell dirt. My question is, why? Some people can't wait to be the very first to get on Facebook and talk about somebody's downfall. Where is your love? And what if that were you? What if that was your child? What if that was your kid? Huh? Would you want it spread all over creation if it was about you or about one of yours that you love? You better think twice before you start booking somebody else's business. Amen. I'm talking about love here tonight. If I love my brothers and sisters, I won't do that. Praise God. Woo! Quiet in the house. Now, anyway, we're quickly getting there. We're moving right along. He said it doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. Hallelujah. Isn't it good? Amen. Now, just because something's true, if it's bad, you still don't need to spread it. But they really are that bad, Brother Grissom. Then pray for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he said, love, it bears all things. It bears up. Love will make you stand up to things you didn't think you could stand up to. You'll carry loads that you never dreamed you could carry if you love. And he said, it believes all things. We're not talking about lies here, but it believes the good things and believes truth. And it rejoices in that kind of thing. And in all things, it still has hope. Love never loses hope. Love never loses hope. Love never loses hope. Amen. It just doesn't give up. It just doesn't give up. Praise God. And then he said, and this is awesome, and it endures. Everybody say endures. It endures all things. Boy, you talk about something that'll wear and wear and wear. Love will wear on. You can't wear it out. Not real love, you can't. You can't wear it out. Praise God. Amen. I've seen folks, you know, and that would love situations and love people that everybody else had given up on, everybody else was down on. Amen. But they kept loving them. And they kept praying for them. And they kept believing. And everybody else had given up. Amen. I was with one pastor, and he told me that there was a man, one of the brothers, walking down the street, and they saw this man. And the guy said, hey, that guy right there said, wouldn't it be great if he'd come to church? The guy said, it'll never happen. He's my uncle. He's the meanest man in town. Amen. You know what? It wasn't long before he was in church. Praise God. Amen. Because somebody didn't give up. Somebody didn't give up. Some of you here tonight, you're here because somebody wouldn't give up. Somebody hung on. Somebody kept praying. Somebody kept believing. Love would not let go. And that's why you're here tonight. That's why I'm here tonight. Because somebody endured endured and didn't give up. And then verse 8 said, charity never fails. Never fails. It never lets down. You know what makes the true church of Jesus Christ different than other churches? It doesn't fail. Amen. Charity doesn't fail. Amen. Praise God. I've heard people sometimes talk ugly about people that would backslide and then come back and pray through and backslide and come back and pray through. Hey, don't criticize them. Just be glad when they come back. Help them to stay longer next time. Praise God. Help them to stay. Help them to stay. Help them to stay. Amen. I know there was one person came and prayed through right here in this church since I've been here. And they were back in the restroom. And somebody was in there. And they didn't see them in there. They were in one of the stalls. And one of the saints said something about, well, wonder how long they'll stay this time. You know what? They didn't ever come back. Now, they should have. And it's partly their fault. But a saint of God should never talk like that. Why in the world would a saint of God say something like that? Why would a saint of God let something like that come out of their mouth? Don't make any sense, does it? Doesn't make any sense. Amen. But you know what? We got to keep the lights on. Amen. We got to keep the fire in the pulpit. We've got to stay faithful to the doctrine. I said we got to stay faithful to the doctrine. We got to hold the standard. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. We just got to do what's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because love, it endures. And it never fails. It never fails. It never fails. Anytime somebody comes here, they ought to be able to, when they come in this place, they say, oh, I still feel the love of God here. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Because love never fails. It doesn't ever fail. Amen. Where there's prophecies, they'll fail. Where there's tongues, they'll cease. Where there's knowledge, it'll vanish away. But love never fails. And then verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. And the greatest of these, is love. Amen. I'm talking about the greatest motivator in the Christian life. What is our motivation? The way you love Jesus Christ, the way you serve Jesus Christ is because you love Him. If you do that one thing, Nothing will persuade you to give up and go back. If you just fall, if you love Jesus enough, nothing can stop you. Amen. There's not a person that can stop you. There's not a mistake that can stop you. There's not a sin that can stop you. Nothing can stop you if you can just love Jesus Christ enough. Right? Amen. That's right. Praise God. If we just love Him enough. Amen. One of the characteristics of love is giving. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave. He loved and He gave. He loved and He gave. He loved and He gave. Brother Grissom, when are we going to quit giving? When we stop loving? You know, one of the great landmarks of this general conference on Foreign Missions Night, they collected over a $4.3 million offering for world missions. $4.3 million. The next night, home missions, over $1 million. More than $5 million was given to this conference. And we're not a wealthy church. We don't have a lot of business people, and a lot of fancy and wealthy folks in our churches. They're people just like you and me. Amen. I pledge $1,200. If you want to help me, I'll be happy to receive it. If you don't, we'll get it done one way or the other. Amen. Praise God. Because I believe in giving. I'm sorry. I can't help it. As long as I love, I'm going to give. Somebody said one of the first signs of losing your love is you get hardening of the giver. Amen. Isn't that right? When you get hardening of the giver, that's a problem. Amen. It concerns me when folks get too worried about money. And especially about what the church is doing with money. If you don't trust us, don't give it. Let me say that again. If you don't trust us, don't give it. And if you can't trust us with your money, why in the world would you trust us with your soul? Amen. I want to just say this. When Brother Calk mentioned the other night that there were some folks that were concerned too much about money and the finances and wanting control, he was not saying finances are being misdistributed or Sister Vicky is doing anything wrong with money. He was talking about some people that are too concerned about it. No funds being misappropriated here. The books are open. You're welcome to look at them if you want to. They always have been. I get a report every week. We know what comes in. We know what goes out. But I just want to say today that if money is your hang-up, you need to love again. Amen. You need to love until you can give. I said you need to love until you can give. If you can't give your time, you need to love until you can give your time. If you can't give your money, you need to love until you can give your money. If you can't give your worship, you need to love until you can give your worship. Amen. Praise God. That's where it's all at. All flows from love. It all flows from love. Praise God. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Grissom. Amen. I really appreciate this tonight. You're kind of nailing some things. It hurts a little, but thank you for reminding us. Amen. We got to love, folks. We got to love. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Amen. I can't get too hung up here. Amen. I can't fall in love with anything else but Jesus Christ. Amen. That's got to be it. That's the only thing. That's all that we can do, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God so loved that He gave. And let me tell you, love is strong. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave, the coals thereof, the coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all of his substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contempted. In other words, he's saying, and love will cause you to give everything you got and not give a second thought. Love's like that. Love's like that. Amen. I'm talking about agape love here tonight. Praise God. And I'm telling you, I think the church, not only in Athens, Texas, but just worldwide, is doing great. Amen. If we can collect an offering of $4.3 million in one missionary service, and this was not a big conference. There are only about 6,000 ministers there this time. That's not a big conference. We usually have 12,000, 15,000 people in one of our larger. Next year will be larger. But we have one larger conference and one smaller conference. But they're all important. If we have an issue, we'll have more. if we have something somebody really is heated up about, they'll be there to talk about it. Amen. Every time we elect a superintendent, which will be next year, we'll have a larger conference. Amen. Isn't it amazing about human beings? Praise God. Amen. But nonetheless, that's the way it is. But I'm just saying that kind of giving shows a love for missions. Why else would people do that? Why else would people do that? There's only one reason. The only reason you give to missions, the only reason you give to church, period, is because you love. Amen. Isn't that right? If you love fishing, you give your money to fishing. I'm not against fishing. Amen. But you know, if that's what you love, I know people that love fishing, man. They really love it. I mean, their bass boat looks better in my living room. Amen. And they got more riggings and more stuff and paraphernalia. And they study fishing manuals and like I study my Bible because they love fishing. Amen. Love hunting. Amen. Think nothing of paying thousands of dollars for a gun because, man, I love hunting. I got the best lease. I don't mind dropping $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, $20,000 for a lease because I love hunting. I got to hunt, man. I'm a hunter. Well, I'm a Christian. Praise God. Love Jesus Christ. Everything I got belongs to Him. Amen. If He wants it, He's got it. Because I love Him. Amen. I'm going to study His book. I'm going to try to live my life the way He wants me to live it. Because I love Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise. Love's powerful, isn't it? It's strong. He said waters can't quench it. Amen. It's strong as death. Stronger than death. Love can't defeat death. All every one of us here today, we've got loved ones that have gone on. We love them today just as much as we did the day they were on this earth. When they breathed their last breath, it didn't take our love away. Love is stronger than death. It's stronger than anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It endures all things. Now, let me start touching on this right here. Jesus said, John 15:12, He said, "This is my commandment." Everybody say, "My commandment." I like to call this the 11th commandment. You're not talking about the 10 commandments. This is number 11 right here. This is one Jesus gave us. And to me, this one supersedes all the rest of them. Amen. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." Now, He qualifies it this way, "as I have loved you." He said, "I want you to love one another just like I've loved you. With the same kind of love that I've loved you, that's how I want you to love one another." Isn't that an awesome commandment? That's an awesome commandment, isn't it? He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." He said, that's the kind of love I've got for you, and that's the kind of love I want you to have for one another. Isn't that an awesome commandment? That's Jesus' commandment right there. That's the one He gave us. As a matter of fact, that's the only commandment that He gave us. But He gave us that one. Amen. And so that's vital. That's important. And He must have thought it was so, because that's the one that He gave to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so that's what He told us to do. And that's the message that He gave to you and to me. Amen. Praise God. Now, and so it's very vital. Now, John picks up on that. John's called the Apostle of Love, and because he writes about it a whole lot in his gospel and also in his epistles. He talks about this very subject. And so in John 1 chapter 3, verse 11, he said, "For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." That we should love one another. Amen. Praise God. Amen, that we should love one another. In verse 16, he said, "Hereby perceive we," or here's how we know the love of God. Because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, John really did that. And the apostles really did that. And other people in the world have had the opportunity to really do that. And you and I may soon have the opportunity to do that. I don't know if we have our eyes open, folks, but you know what? We got things coming into our nation that we never had before. This flirtation with Islam. Now, again, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about a religion. There are Muslim people that are good people. They just deceive. They don't know. So we don't hate people. But there are people that hate you. And they very much want to cut your head off. And they've made it known. And they are doing it. It happened not very far from here in Oklahoma City last week. And I'm just telling you that's the spirit of Antichrist that is rising up in the United States of America and in Europe. Amen. It's just where we are. But it's not time to hate. It's time to love. I said it's not time to hate. It's time to love. We're going to get opportunity to really practice what I'm preaching here tonight. Isn't that okay? Let's clap our hands to the Lord right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said it's okay. We're going to get a chance to practice a little bit of what we're preaching up here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then in verse 18, now I'm really trying to finish here, and I will shortly. He said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. He said, but in deed and truth. Don't just say it. He said, do it. Amen. Let me see your love. Don't just tell me you love me. Let me see it. Isn't that right? Can love be visible? Just like faith, isn't it? We prove our faith by obedience. And you can see people how they love. It is visible. We make it visible. And then in chapter 4, 1 John 4, he said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. Praise God. That's good, isn't it? Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's good. Amen. He said, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. And that's a good statement, isn't it? How was Jesus Christ in the world? He said, that's how you be in the world. He said, I'm the light of the world. And then he said, you're the light of the world. He said, I'm the salt of the earth. And then he said, you're the salt of the earth. Amen. You know what we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be little Jesuses running around down here. That's why they call them Christians. Not isn't that right? Acts chapter 16, it was not meant as a compliment. It was meant to be a derogatory slam. You're just like a bunch of Christians. You remind me of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad I do. I want to let my little light shine. That's what we're supposed to be doing, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And then verse 18, he said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now, I'm telling you tonight how strong love is. Now, you don't have to get ahead of yourself. Brother Grissom, I don't know what I would do if I were persecuted like they were persecuted. I don't know if, you don't have to worry about that. Because when you get there, love will be there. And grace will be there. And you're not standing in your strength. And you're not standing on your own little convictions. But love is going to be there. And it's going to be made perfect in us. Amen. Praise God. There's no way that you can explain to me how a man could have people gnashing on him with their teeth and screaming and their faces twisted with hate and vehemence. Amen. And picking up big stones and throwing and crushing the life out of his body. And he could just look up at all of that and he could say, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. They got plenty on the books without this one. Just write this one off. Let this one be on me. How could Stephen do that? Because he had this kind of love right here. Now, Stephen couldn't do that in the love of Stephen. He had to have the love of Jesus Christ. The one that from a cross would say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. How can you do that? This right here that I'm talking about. This kind of love. Amen. Praise God. The love of God. It's a great motivation in the Christian life. It's the only way. It's the only way. It's the only way that we can successfully live the Christian life. I hope tonight that you'll take this 13th chapter of Corinthians and I hope you'll take a little snapshot of that. Amen. And every now and then go back and look at it again and say, I want to take a picture of my love and how I'm living my life. And I want to put it up beside this and see how I'm doing. Amen. And just these few verses here, if you'll just go to 1 Corinthians 13 and begin right there in that fourth verse, and just go down to about the eighth verse, and there's just four verses there, real short verses, and you'll look at that and compare that. How am I doing? What is my love like? Am I loving like Jesus loved? This will tell us whether we're loving like Jesus or not. That'll tell us if we're doing it or not. Praise God. That will let us know. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They'll know that we're Christians by our love. Not because we have a cross on, or not because we have a bumper sticker on our car, not because we have a sign in front of our church, but they'll know that we're Christians by our love. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, help us tonight. This is an awesome thing, this love. It's bigger than we can possibly imagine. Thank you for the love of God. The Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Galatians tells us that it is the first of the fruits of the Spirit. It's the first characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit is love, because everything flows from there. Without love, I will not have joy. Without love, I will not have peace. Without love, I'll have none of those things. It all flows from love. Amen. So Jesus, put your love deep in our hearts tonight and help us to love like we have never loved before. Help us pray. Help us to pray and to ourselves into the love of God until you're so strong in us and you're so evident in us and people can see you in us. God, help us to pray out negative characteristics that are not the love of God, and help us to love like you love. Help us to love like you love. Help us to live like you live. Help us to give like you give. Help us, God, tonight, because that's what Christians do. Amen. In this dark hour, amen, we're on every hand, we're seeing darkness and we're seeing violence and we're seeing hatred and we're seeing so many things expressed. Help us, God, in these days to show forth the love of God like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Help me to love like Jesus loved. Help me to love like Jesus loved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Love's a strong thing, isn't it? It's an awesome thing. Amen. Praise God. And I preach myself under conviction here. Amen. But I want to love like Jesus loved. When I look at his love and the love the Bible requires, and then I look sometimes at how I'm doing, I think, well, you know, I got a long ways to go to be like my Lord. But you know what? I'm on the journey. How about, and you are too. Amen. I don't want anybody to go out of here feeling beat up tonight. But I want us to be encouraged. Praise God. It just, that's what love is. Amen. It's what motivates us in the Christian life. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We look forward to seeing you.